Princess anchor Marzia Hashemi is being held in the U.S. over a case related to Iran's English language news network. That's what a U.S. government source has said. According to the source, a grand jury is examining whether Press TV is a propaganda outlet. Hashemi has been in the U.S. custody since Sunday as a material witness. The 59-year-old mother of three has appeared in court twice for testimony. Press TV has learned that she is showing perseverance during her confinement and court proceedings. Hashemi has not been accused of any crime, though. The anchor woman was arrested in St. Louis and was later transferred to a facility in Washington, D.C. Hashemi has said that she was mistreated in the detention center. There's no information about her health condition as of now. Stephen Sahiuni is a senior journalist and commentator who joins us to share with us his thoughts on this. You know, to label, first of all, this channel, Press TV, as a propaganda outlet, and then to try to relate that to Marzia Hashemi, at its roots, there needs to be evidence provided as to what makes the channel propaganda and whether or not that even is against the law. How do you see this relationship to Marzia Hashemi's case and it's being termed a propaganda outlet?
First of all, the United States administration, they always, every journalist or every news agency or media or TV channel that does not speak in their language and does not talk what they want, they call it propaganda. If it's the Iranian media or if it's the Syrian media or any other media in the world, it does not go by what they want, they call it propaganda. But the number one propaganda media is their media and their news agencies. That's number one. Number two, what the United States are trying to do by arresting Mrs. Hashemi, that is against the law, for arresting a person without giving charges, or even arresting a person who's just a witness. You do not arrest a person who is a witness on a case. So the only thing this, what the United States are doing, is a political message to Iran. It's just a pressure, trying to do pressure on Iran, just like the economical sanctions, just like the political pressure. This is the only thing they're trying to do, pressure on the Islamic Republic of Iran for them to bow, step down on their rules so they can sit on the negotiation table as the rules of the United States. That's not going to happen because the Iranian Iran has been through much more pressure and went out victorious. So what they're trying to do with Mrs. Hashemi, as I said, it is against the law, is only a political message that is against the human rights to use a person and to harass the person, as we know that they did with Mrs. Hashemi during the arrest. What they are doing today is against the American Constitution and against the American law. But today, the American administration and the past administrations, this is not new on them. They have been doing this for years. They support the Turkish and the Arab Gulf countries that also abuse journalists around the world and who are the number one countries around the world for arresting journalists. So this is not something new on the American administration. They will do anything and use it for a political reason. They don't care about international law. They do not care even about the American Constitution because they break the American Constitution many times. So what they are just, they are famous for that. So they think they can do anything they want without people punishing them. And this pressure on the Islamic Republic of Iran and all the pressure they're doing economically on Syria and Iran, it's not going to work and it's not going to have do what they want. In the end, they are going to have to release Mrs. Hashemi, as I see, and they're not going to apologize because the Americans do not apologize. But someone in this world has to put an end and stop to this actions that's being made by the American administration and the people supporting it and the countries who all work for the American administration.
Press TV has been on air now for since the year 2006, 2007, roughly, and that spells almost, what, 10, 11 years at this point minimum. So I'm curious as to why they think that they should zoom in on or focus on Press TV right now, unless we're looking at this present U.S. administration that is looking to shut down any voices that are critical of the government, perhaps. We basically might fall in line even with American channels, because we know that the U.S. president himself is not very does not like any stations that are critical of either him or the U.S. Do you think that that is one of the reasons why they have come out looking at Press TV and calling it a propaganda outlet?
Yes, that is true. First of all, they are trying, as you said, the President Trump and his administration are unfriendly with media, the media in particular, but especially they are, as for Press TV, because it represents Iran and represents, so Trump is trying to put as much pressure on Iran as possible, so he calling it propaganda. And every media, like Press TV, Al Alam, and any other news media that comes out and says the truth, he wants to shut it. And any TV channel or journalist that criticize him, he wants to shut it. And we saw what he did with the CNN reporter. So this is, he does not respect freedom of speech, and he does not respect the journalist. So, and as I told you, this, what he's trying to do is only a political message and political pressure on the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yeah, I'm looking at some information that has come through from her family members. This will now be separate than what the U.S. is looking at regarding her case. And one of the very interesting things about this case regarding Marzia Hashemi is her being used as a material witness to some kind of file that could be criminal or not. And at this point, the latest being that there has been a partially unsealed federal court document says that Marzia has not been accused of any crime and is being detained, as I just mentioned, as a material witness. What does that say about the U.S. justice system when they have taken in a lady, a 59-year-old lady, who happens to work in the media world and has not been accused of any crime, but is being held, and at the beginning of the detention was somewhat violated when they removed her hijab, of which we now understand that they have now allowed her to wear her hijab, given the fact that she's Muslim?
First of all, by them arresting a person without any charges, that's against the American law, okay? And that is the American administration and the FBI breaking the American Constitution and breaking the American law. By number two, by them not respecting her and respecting her wearing her hijab, and as they said in the media, that the American administration and the FBI harassed her, that's also against the American law. That will show you that the American judicial system goes by politics and goes by what the politicians ask it and demand it for. There is no free and fair constitution, no free and fair judicial system in the United States, and we've seen that many times, that the politics interfere in the judicial system of the United States, and that's what's happening today.
The U.S. Recently zoomed in on channel RT out of Russia, and along with that is looking at other channels, and in the States is requiring channels to be registered as what is called a foreign agent. I believe that that makes it easier for the U.S. to not only be able to monitor these types of channels, I guess, but also perhaps will make it easier to expedite any type of law that they would like to exercise on these channels in terms of maybe using it in a court of law. Maybe Marzia is a consequence of this law that requires foreign channels to be registered as a foreign agent. What exactly do you think this move behind the U.S. means when it's requiring international TV channels to register on U.S. soil as foreign agents?
What they want to do, and their number one goal, is to have all of the media that is not that do not speak what they want, like Press TV, Sputnik, RT, and other TV channels and newspapers and websites, that work in the United States, they want them they want to have a clear focus on them, to know all of their secrets, and to keep them, as they say, in their hand. So anytime they want, they can either take them off the air or punish or punish them, or not give them the freedom that they need to work in their in the media in the United States and even abroad.
And finally, when it comes to news, news can't be suppressed, especially in this day and age, of course, given the fact that people are so active online. So these moves by the U.S., in a sense, shows that what has been enshrined in their constitution when it comes to freedom of speech, they're trying to, their action speaks otherwise. And ultimately, news, whether it's critical of the U.S. or other things, is going to get out. Do you think that this campaign that the U.S. is exercising is backfiring on them?
Yes, it is true. This is backfiring on them. By them doing today, we have the social media. We have you cannot easily do propaganda on any news. We saw that the United States and the people working for them using the media in destroying countries like Syria, Libya, and other countries by the media. And in the end, let's say, for example, let's give an example. In Syria, it did not work because you had the social media, you had some strong TV channels and journalists that came out the truth and showed that the Americans and the people working for them are lies. And that's the number one reason that the United States lost in Syria and are losing in the region, is because they don't have the weapon of the media anymore like how they used to be. Today, the social media and other ways of communication around the world backfired on them and was used against them by weapon. They were used against them in their own weapon.
Very well. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.